Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara over here brings the memo of Rabbi Yirmiyah. He's referring to the case of the Mishnah where there's a Seicher, he rents a Paro, and then he lent it to someone else. The Mishnah brought the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebasi in this case. If the Paro was Mesa Kedarka, which is an Einis, according to the Shita of the Tanakam, the Shoyal pays to the Seicher and the Seicher is Potter, because the Shoyal is Chayv on Einsim and the Seicher is Potter on Einsim. And according to Rebasi, the Shoyal is Mechuyiv directly to the Maskir. Now, Yirmiyah is telling us the din as far as the Shvuah, since in this case both the Shoyal and the Seicher are Mechuyiv a Shvuah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah tells us that if they made a Shvuah Sheker, it's possible for both of them to be Mechuyiv a Korban Chatos, it's possible for both of them to be Mechuyiv an Osham, and it's also possible that one will be Mechuyiv a Chatos and one will be Mechuyiv an Osham. If it's a Shvuah Sheker which involves a Kfiras Mamin, then the Chiv is an Osham. This is known as a Korban Shvuah or an Asham Gzelois. If, however, the Shvuah Sheker does not involve a Kfiras Mamin, then it's called a Shvuah Zbitoy, and the Chiv is a Chatos. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah tells us that the case where the Seicher will be Mechuyiv a Chatos and the Shoyal will be Mechuyiv an Osham is in a case where what really happened was that it was Mesa Kedarka, which is an Einis, and they both made a Shvuah that it was Mesa Machlas Melocha. So the Seicher's Shvuah does not involve a Kfiras Mamin, and therefore he's Mechuyiv a Chatos. There's no Kfiras Mamin because the din is that a Seicher is Potter an Einsim, so it makes no difference whether you would have said the truth that it was an Einis, or that he lied and he said that it was Mesa Machlas Melocha. Either way, he's Potter, therefore he's Mechuyiv a Chatos for a Shvuah's Bitoy. Shoyal's Shvuah, however, does involve a Kfiras Mamin, because the Shoyal is Mechuyiv an Einsim. If he would have said the truth that it was Mesa Kedarka, he would have been Mechuyiv. Now that he lied and he said it was Mesa Machlas Melocha, he's pattering himself. Therefore, he's Mechuyiv in Osham and Hashem Gzelos. Now, there's a kasha over here which the Tosfos of the Rosh asks, and as we'll see, a number of Achaim address this kasha as well, and that is, how could we say in this case that the Shoyal's Shvuah involves a Kfiras Mamin, the Chiv of the Shoyal is to the Seicher is Potter to the Maskir, because what happened to Lemaiso is that it was an Einis, and a Seicher is Potter on Einsim, so the need is that the Shoyal is Mechuyiv to the Seicher. However, that also does not really involve a Kfiras Mamin, because the Seicher himself was maskim, he himself made a Shvuah that it was Mesa Machas Malacha. Once he's made it, that Taidah Aspaldin Kemei Edom Dami, and therefore the Shoyal, even if he would have said the truth, that it was really an Einis, still he would have been Potter, because the Seicher himself was already made that it was Mesa Machas Malacha. This is the Kasha of the Tosfos HaRosh, and as we said, a number of Rechaim asked this Kasha as well, Reb Kveger, the Arsameach, the Maram Shif. However, there's an important difference, as we'll see, between the way Reb Kveger asks the Kasha and the way the Arsameach asks the Kasha. The Arsameach asks this Kasha, and he says that Al-Karcha, you have to say that Rav Yirmiyah holds like the Shita of Rav Yosi in the Mishnah. L'maisa, this is not difficult, because anyways, we pass like the Shita of Rav Yosi, as we see on Amar Beis over here. Va'kohar, the Arsameach has mevur that this Kasha is not difficult b'chal if you hold like Rav Yosi, because according to Rav Yosi, the Shoyal is not Mechuyiv to the Seicher, he's Mechuyiv to the Maskir. So the fact that the Seicher was Moida over here, that it was Mesa Machlas Melocha, that makes no difference, because anyways, the Shoyal was not Mechuyiv to the Seicher, he's Mechuyiv to the Maskir, and the Maskir was never Moida. Therefore, when the Shoyal makes the Shuah, it's a Shuah Shaker which involves a Kfiras Mamin, and that's why he's Mechuyiv in Osham. So this is how the Arsmech answers the Kasha, is in Perek Dal Hilcha Shel Pikod and Halacha Tes. Rabbi Kveger, when he asks his Kasha, he says that the Kasha is difficult even if you hold like Rabbi Yosi, if you learn Al-Derech Tosfos, the way Tosfos understands the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi. Tosfos in Daf Lamed Hei, Rabbi Yosi explains that the Yesod Machlokes is Rabbi Yosi holds of the Svara that the Master could tell the Seicher, Dal Ant V'dal Shvuascha, he tells the Seicher not to make the Shvuah, and therefore that gives him a right to deal directly with the Shayal. And Tanakam says back to Rabbi Yosi, The Yesod HaMachlokes according to Tosfos is whether the Masker has a right to tell the Seicher not to make the Shvuah, and that will give him the ability to deal directly with the Shoyal. Now Rabbi Kveger asks that according to Tosfos, even if you will learn Rabbi Yirmiyah over here in our sigla like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, but in this case the Seicher already did make the Shvuah. The whole time of Rabbi Yosi is that the Masker could tell the Seicher not to make the Shvuah, that's what gives him the right to deal with the Shoyal. In this case, when the Seicher already made the Shvuah, he made the same Shvuah which the Shoyal did, that it was Mesa Machlas Melocha. Once the Seicher makes the Shvuah, so the Masker no longer has a right to be Tevei the Shoyal, the whole Nidin just is between the Shoyal and the Seicher, and since the Seicher himself was Meide, that it was Mesa Machlas Melocha, so I do ask Spodin Kamei Edom Dami, how could we say that the Shvuah of the Shoyal involves the Kfiras Mamin? Now the Arsameach who says, the Pshat in Rabbi Yirmiyah is that he holds like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, a Karach L'Arsameach was going in the other Yishayim, not like the Shita of Tosfos. The other Rishonim to understand that Yisrael Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi different than Tosfos. The Yisrael Machlekes is Like the Gemara is mashmer later on in Daf Tadik Vov, that basically considers the shayel to have borrowed directly from the maskir, therefore the maskir has a schlis to be tevei the shayel. A shaking according to the Tanakama, the shayel borrowed it from the seicher, the maskir has no schlis to be tevei the shayel. According to that, it makes no difference if the seicher already made a shvuah or not. Either way, according to Rebbeisi, the maskir has a schlis to be tevei from the shayel. Therefore, the Arsimach says that according to this, the mahalach of these rishonim, therefore, if we say that Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds like the shita of Rebbeisi, so even though the seicher made a shvuah that it was nesu machlas melacha, he's pointing that the shayel is not mechuyev, that makes no difference. Either way, the maskir still has a schlis to be tevei from the shayel, and therefore the shvuah of the shayel was a shvuah which involves a kviris moment. Now, to get back to the Tosfos of Rosh, the way the Maaseh he answers this kasha, he's matrik and he says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu does not mean to say that in one case, in one single case, it's possible for the shayel to be mechuyev a carbon osham and the seicher a carbon chatos. Because in this case, the shayel would also be mechuyev a chatos and not an osham. His shvuah would not involve a kviris moment once the seicher was ready moideh. Rabbi Yirmiyahu is really telling us two individual dinim. One din that if the seicher made a shvuah to the masker that it was mesa machlas melacha, in the end it turned out that it was really mesa kedarka, which is nainis, that shvuah is mechayiv mechatas and not an osham because there is no kviris momin. However, in a different case, if the seicher was not moideh and the shayel made a shvuah to the seicher that it was mesa machlas melacha, it turned out that it was really even nainis, that shvuah does involve a kviris momin and therefore will be mechayiv in osham. Now, Gregor over here, who asked the kasha on his own, he gives a different teretz. He says, Akarach, the case which Rabbi Yirmiyahu over here was talking about was that originally the masker went to be tevei directly from the shayel. According to the sheet of Rabbi Yisik in the Mishnah, if the seicher has not yet made a shvuah, the masker does have such a schus to be tevei from the shayel. And when the masker went to the shayel made a shvuah that it was mesa machmas melacha. Afterwards, the masker went to the seicher to be tevei him. The masker does not want to rely on the shvuah of the shayel, as the Gemara says over here on Amud Beis, that according to Rava, shemer shemosel the shemer is chayiv, meaning the first shemer is always chayiv, even on Intim, if he gave it over to a second shemer without permission from the Bailim. And Rava understands the reason is because at mehemlisli b'shvua, heich loy mehemlisli b'shvua, the Bailim is not mechuyif to accept the shvua of the second shemer. And the Gemara explains that according to Rava, the din of shemer shemosel the shemer chayiv would not apply in our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah the seicher is also making a shvua. Akapanam, according to this, Rabbi Kvager explains, the masker first went to the shayel to be tevei him, and the shayel made the shvuah. Afterwards, the masker went to the seicher, because he still has a right to be tevei a shvuah from the seicher, and the seicher also made a shvuah that it was mesa machmas melacha. In this case, Rabbi Kvager says, the shvuah of the shayel does really involve a kfiris mamain, because if the shayel would have said the truth, that it was mesa kedarka, so the masker would have told the seicher, dal ant v'dal shvuascha, don't make a shvuah, and I'll go and be tevei directly from the shayel. It's only because the shayel made a shvuah sheker, that's why the masker went to the seicher and asked him, he was tevei him, and because of that the seicher made a shvuah. Once the seicher makes a shvuah, now already the masker no longer has a schus to be tevei from the shayel. This is how Rabbi Kvager wants to suggest why the shayel is mechuyev a carbon osham, why this is considered a kfiris moment. However, Rabbi Kvager himself continues and he says, l'maisa, this is not so poshut, this is considered a shvuah with a kfiris moment involved. Because b'esim, in this case, once the seicher did make the shvuah, and McVeigar says it's igloi milsa that the seicher was koine lemafreya. We consider that the para was the seicher's from the time of the einis, meaning since in the end the seicher patterned himself with the shvuah, we consider that it was his at the time of the einis. So even though the shayel made the shvuah before the seicher's, but since lemafreya was considered to have been the seicher's from the time of the einis, at that point it was not considered to have belonged to the maskir. And therefore the shvuah of the shayel did not involve a kfiris moment to the maskir, and did not involve a kfiris moment to the seicher either, because he already was moideh. And even though Kvager explains that what caused the masker to go to the seicher and ask for a shvuah was that which the shayel lied, and he said that it was mesa machlas melacha. If the shayel would have said the truth, the masker would never have claimed the shvuah from the seicher, and then the masker would have been able to go to the shayel. So it turns out that the shvuah sheker of the shayel is what was gerim mahefsid for the masker. Still, Kvager says, who said this is considered a shvuah which involves a kviris moment? In the end, it turned out that the shvuah did not really involve a kviris moment. It was just a cause for a hefsid moment to the masker. And Rabbi Kvager leaves off with Sarach Ian, whether this type of shvuah would be enough to be considered a kfiris moment to be mechayiv him in Osham. Now we should just stress that even if we would go with this teretz of Rabbi Kvager, the teretz is along the same lines as the Ar Sameach, the Rabbi Yirmiyahu holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. According to the sheet of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, you still not have a teretz, because the only one who has a tfi on the shayel is the seicher, not the maskir. In his kasha, Rabbi Kvager was bothered that even according to Rabbi Yossi, the kasha is difficult, because here, with the seicher already made the shvuah, the masker does not have the tain of dal ant v'dal shvuascha, and that Rabbi Kvager wanted to suggest that in this case, where the masker first went directly to the shayel, and the shayel's shvuah is what caused the masker to have a hefsid, Maybe that would be enough to be considered a shvua which involves a curious mammon. Now, in Ikur Kasha, we'll mention another teretz in the Sefer Beis Aaron. He says he doesn't understand the Kasha Bechlal. It's pashut to him that the case must be talking about the first the Seicher was Tevea the Shayal, and when the Shayal said that it's Mesum Machos Melocha, the Seicher was not Makabal it right away, and he made the Shayal swear. If the case would have been talking about that the masker was first Tevea the Seicher, and the Seicher made a shu that it was Mesum Machos Melocha, then it's pashut that the Seicher cannot go afterwards and be Tevea the Shayal, and why would the Shayal have to make any Shvua Bechlal? And furthermore, even if the Seicher was Tevea the Shayal first, but if when the Shayal said that it was Mesum Machos Melocha, the Seicher was Makabal it right away, then again, why would the Shayal have had to make a Shvua? Akarcha, the Seicher was only Makabal that which the Shayal says after the Shayal made the Shvua. And then later, when the masker was Tevea the Seicher, then the Seicher made the Shvua based on that which the Shayal said after the Shayal made the Shvua, the Seicher was willing to make a Shvua to the masker based on the Shvua of the Shayal. And if so, the Beis Aaron says it's Pasha that the Shvua of the Shayal is considered a Shvua with a Kfiras Mammon. The Seicher was only made later on based on that Shvua, and he brings rise as far as the Klal of Haidos Baldin Kameidim Dami. In the case with one who is Moita has an Amasla, an excuse why his Ado was based on a mistake, therefore in this case he definitely does have an Amasla, his whole Ado was based on which he was Mekabal the Shvua of the Shayal, and therefore the Shvua of the Shayal definitely does have a Kfiras Mammon, because if the Shayal would not have made the Shvua, the Seicher would never have been Moita. So to summarize, we said over a Kasha from the Shita Mekubetzes, why is the Shayal Shvua considered to have a Kfiras Mammon, the Seicher himself is Moita? As we saw, the Arsameach and Rikveger both asked this Kasha. However, the Arsameach says the Kasha is only difficult if you hold like the Tanakamo, not if you hold like Rabbi Yosi. We explained because the Arsameach is going according to the Rishonim, who understand the Pshat Rabbi Yosi is that the Shayal is considered to have borrowed it directly from the Maskir, and therefore the Hidah of the Seicher makes no nafkamina. Ashenkin according to Rabbi Kveger, he is going according to the Shita of Tosfos, and even Rabbi Yosi, the reason why he says the Maskir has its fee on the Shayal is only because the Seicher did not make a Shua. In this case, when the Seicher did make a Shua, so the one who has its fee on the Shayal is the Seicher, and the Seicher was Maideh. We saw a few terutzim to the Kasha. The Tosfos Rosh himself said, Enichanam Rabbi Yirmiyah did not mean that in one single case the Seicher would be Mechuyav v'chatos and the Shayal and Osham, rather he meant in two different cases. And we saw the Tosfos of Rabbi Kveger. He said that Rabbi Yirmiyah can't fit with the Shita of Rabbi Yosi. The case is talking about that the masker was Tevea directly from the Shayal, and he would not have been Tevea the Seicher, and if the Seicher would not have made the Shua, then the masker would have been able to be Tevea from the Shayal. However, we said Rabbi Kveger himself was mistapik. If this is enough to be considered a shua with a kfiras mammon, or it's just that the shua of the shayal is what was goyim a hefsid mammon for the maskir. And finally, we saw the teretz of the Beis Aaron that akarcha the case must be talking about that first the seicher was tevea from the shayal, and the haidah of the seicher was only after the shua of the shayal. Therefore, it would be considered that the shua of the shayal was a kfiras mammon, since if not for that shua, there never would have been a haidah. One can take a look further in the sefer Agilas Hashachar from Rosh Taiman Shlita. He has another mahaf to answer this kasha. Now continue on, and we'll begin the next sugya, the sugya of Shemer Shemoser L'Shemer. We'll start with the sheet of Rav. Rav holds Shemer Shemoser L'Shemer Potter, and Abai explains, Loimi bayi Shemer Chinam Shemoser L'Shemer Socher, Da'aluyi Ali L'Shemer Asoy, El Afidu Shemer Socher Shemoser L'Shemer Chinam, De Gerui Gari L'Shemer Asoy, still a Denizis Potter, My Time Adam Moser L'Vendas. Abai is explaining the sheet of Rav, that we don't say, in the case of the Shemer Socher gave it to a Shemer Chinam, whose level of Shmira is less than that which he himself had, that's considered that he was Peshaya, and that would be Mechayivim and something which he had not yet been Mechayivim. In other words, the Shemer Socher, who's Mechayivim Gneva Vaveda, but he's Pater and Einzim, we don't see that by giving over to a Shemer Chinom, he now becomes Mechayivim Einzim. And the reason is Abaye explains because the Hamasr Levendas. As long as he gave it over to someone who's a Bendas, so his Chayiv and Shmira remain the same, he does not become Mechayivim more than he had been previously. Now, Kimat all Rishonim agree that as far as Gneva Aveda, that he remains Mechuyiv on, since that was his Chiyuv Shmira all along. Never, if it's Nignav or Nevar from the Shemer Chinam, the Shemer Chinam will be potter to him, but he'll be Mechuyiv to pay to the Bailim. Rashi says like this clearly, in Divrei Maskil Rav Omar Potter, Rashi says, Mikol Masha Haya Niftar Im Shomer Hu Atzmai. He remains potter on anything that he himself was potter on until now. Now, in the Ritva Chadashim, he does bring one Shita, a Yesh Misha Pirish, who understands that what the Gemara says, that even if he gives it over to a Shemer Chinam, the Geru Yegar L'Shmirasei, that means Kepshuti, that by giving over to a Shemer Chinam, he lowered his level of Chiyuv, and now he'll become Potter from Gneva V'Aveda. However, the Ritva strongly rejects this Pshat. He says, according to this, a Shemer Socher always has a way to patter himself from Gneva V'Aveda by giving it over to a Shemer Chinam. And he says, this is definitely not true, because who is Meichel his Chiyuv? When he accepted it from the Baalim, he was Mekabal upon himself, a Chiyuv, for Gneva V'Aveda. Who is Meichel this? Therefore, the din definitely remains that even if he gives it to a shomer chinam, he's mechuyev in gnei v'aveda. And when it says gri gar l'shmirasa, what it means to say is he gave it over to a shomer who's not going to be matriach to watch it as well. His level of shmir is not the same as the shomer sachar. Still, the din is that Rav holds that the shomer sachar will remain pater on einsim because he's not considered a peshe by giving it over to the shomer chinam, since the shomer chinam is a ben das. So we established that according to Rav, the din is that if the shomer sachar gives it over to the shomer chinam, so if an einus happens, then both shomerim are pater. If a gnei v'aveda happens, so the shomer chinam is pater from paying the shomer sachar, and the shomer sachar is mechuyev to pay the mafkid. What still needs clarification is, what happens if the shomer chinam was peshaya? So the shomer chinam is mechuyev to pay the shomer sachar, and the shomer sachar is mechuyev to pay the bailim. The question is, do we look at it as if the chiyuv of the shomer chinam is directly to the bailim, or do we look at it as if the shomer chinam is mechuyev to the shomer sachar, and there's a separate chiyuv from the shomer sachar to the bailim? The same shayla would also be if one shomer sachar gives it over to a second shomer sachar, and then a gneva or aveda happen. How do we look at it? Do we say that the second shomer sachar is mechuyev directly to the bailim, or does the chiyuv go through the first shomer sachar? So as we'll see, there's an important machlokes rishonim over here. The shita of the Ramban is, he says that when Rav says shomer shemasul shomer potter, the mashmois of potter is that the first shomer is totally potter and he's totally out of the picture. The lashon of the Ramban is kom hasheni tachtov u'mishtoi bailim dina bahadei sheni. By the first shomer giving it over to a second shomer, he removes himself. The Ramban uses the lashon which we find in the Gemara in different places, ukmi l'cha gavra b'charikoi, I gave you someone else to replace me. Meaning when the first shomer gives it over to the second shomer, he's appointing someone else to be the shomer and he's taking himself out of the picture, and now the Ramban only has a tfiya on the second shomer. The Ramban says this din by a shomer sachar, shemasul the shomer sachar, that the tfiya is on the second shomer, and the Ramban adds that even if the second shomer is no longer here, he goes l'mdina sayam, or he doesn't have money to pay, still the din is the Ramban does not have a schus to go to the first shomer. The first shomer is already out of the picture when he gave it over to the second shomer. And the Ramban says the same thing will also apply if a shomer sachar gives it over to a shomer chinam. So even on this case, he's not totally out of the picture, le'inyan gneva v'aveda. Still, the Ramban says here as well, the Bayam has to first go to the second shomer and make him swear that he was not peshaya. And when the shomer makes this shvu that he was not peshaya, if he swears and tells us that what did happen was an einus, so then the first shomer is also potter. If, however, when he makes the shvu that it was not peshaya, he tells us that what happened was a gneva v'aveda, then the Bayam does have a right to go to the first shomer to be teveya for the gneva v'aveda. In other words, the Ramban is telling us that if the second shomer was Peshaya, so there is no tefiyah b'chlal on the first shomer, the only tefiyah is on the second shomer. And furthermore, if he makes a shvuah that it was an einus, so the Bayam has to accept that shvuah, and he cannot be teveya the first shomer either. Only in the case where the second shomer makes a shvuah that it was not Peshaya, and he tells us that it was gneva aveda, then the Bayam still has the right to go to the first shomer. This is the sheet of the Ramban, that the Kabbalah shmir of the second shomer totally removes the first shomer. Only l'inyan gneva v'aveda, if it was a shomer sachar who gave it over to a shomer chinam, then the first shomer remains relevant in the case where the shomer chinam made a shvua that it was not peshaya, but yet he doesn't make a shvua that it was an einus. In that case, then the Bayam will still have a right to go to the shomer sachar. Then the Ramban goes a step further and he says, this din is negeh even la'alocha. Even though we pass that shomer shemasa l'shomer is mechuyev, like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and not like the sheet of Rav. However, we see in the Gemara already that there are some exceptions to this din. For example, in the case of Hanu Ginoi, since the Ginoi themselves were already accustomed to giving over their Kalim to the Ahi Safta, therefore they don't have a taina anymore on the Shemer who gave it over to her. Here, Yechim will be masking that you don't have the regular din of Shemer Shemasa the Shemer. Another example, the Gemara says, if the Bayam himself gave explicit permission for the Shemer to pass around to another Shemer, there also there is no din of Shemer Shemasa the Shemer Chayiv. And at the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara gives a third example, the din of Kala Mafkid Adas Ishta Yabonavu Mafkid. A person allows the shomer to pass it on to his wife or to his children, as long as they're gedolim. There, Bechin is maskim to Rav the shomer shemasa the shomer potter. And the Ramban says, in all of these cases, the din will also be that the first shomer removes himself by giving it over to the second shomer. In other words, according to the way the Ramban is explaining, the din of Rav the shomer shemasa the shomer potter really includes two chedushim. Firstly, that we don't say that by giving it over to a second shomer that's considered a pshia, and that should be mechayev the shomer more than he had been mechayev originally. This is as opposed to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, he holds the shomer shemasa l'shomer chayiv. The first shomer does become mechuyiv in more than he had mechuyiv originally. If he's a shomer sachar, he now becomes mechuyiv in einsim. Rav argues on that. And secondly, Rav is also mechadish, the way the Ramban understands, that by giving it over to a second shomer, so even as far as dinim, which the first shomer was mechuyiv in originally, if he was mechuyiv in gnei v'aveda and he gives it over to a second shomer sachar, who's also mechuyiv in gnei v'aveda, by doing this, the first shomer removes himself. The Bayam no longer has any tefillah on him, even in the case when the Bayam is not able to be goyver from the second chamber. And the Ramban says that both of these chadushim, Rabbi Yochanan is maskim to, in the case where the first chamber wasn't allowed to give it over to the second chamber. Now the Ramban and the Rashba, they both add, that even though we see in the sheet of the Tanakhama and the Mishnah, in the case where a Seicha gives it over to a Shoyal, and then an Einus happens, so the Seicha patches himself with a Shvua, and then he's able to collect from the Shoyal, so the Chayyar, we see that the Seicha is still relevant. We don't say that the Shoyal is considered to have borrowed it directly from the Maskir. So the Ramban and the Rashba explain that when we say that according to Rav, the Shemesh Shemassel HaShemer Potter, we say that the first Shemer can tell the Bailim, go deal with the second Shemer, it doesn't mean that he has to tell him that, rather the first Shemer has a schus to tell him that. He has the right to tell the Bailim, Ukmilcha Gavri Bechari Koi, and therefore go deal directly with the second Shemer. If, however, the first Shemer does not want to say this, he could still deal directly with the Maskir, and he could say that I'm your Baal Dvarim because I, Lemaisa, was the one who borrowed it from you. Therefore, in the case of the mission, the Seicher has the right to make a Shua to the Maskir and Patr himself, and then he can be Tavea the Shayel, and will consider that the Shayel borrowed it from the Seicher and not directly from the Maskir. This is how the Rishayim explained that the Sheet of Shemer Shemrasel Shemer Potter can fit even according to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, but they add that either way we pass him like Rebesi, and according to Rebesi, it definitely does fit. And this Derech Agav is the Rishayim Lashitosom. They understand that the Pshan Rebesi Gufa is like this Svara that we consider as if the Shayel borrowed directly from the Maskir, and therefore the Rishayim said according to Rebesi, the Din is definitely true like this. But even if you like the Tanakama, Tanakama is also maskim that the first chamber has a right to tell the Bayam to go to the second chamber. The only difference between the Tanakama and Rebesi is, well, the Seicher does not want to tell him that, the Seicher does want to deal with the Bailim, and the Shayel will be mechuyiv to him. According to the Tanakama, he does have that option. According to Rebesi, the Seicher is always out of the picture, and the Shayel is always mechuyiv to the Bailim. Hakapam, this is the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Sugyo, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef quotes them, and the Arsamech in Perek Dal Hilchos Shelo Pikod and Halacha Tes. He says, this is the sheet of Tosis as well, on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, in the end of Dibur Maschol Agra Shmeinim Yoyim. Tosis over there is talking about in the case of the Mishnah, HaSeicher Par Mechaveri VeHashilei La'acher, and Tosis says, even though in that case, the Seicher is giving over to a Shoyal, and the Shoyal has more Chiyuvim than the Seicher, still Tosis says, the Seicher is not totally out of the picture, it is Shaykh a case where the Seicher will end up being Mechayiv to pay to the Maskir, and that is in a case where the Seicher gave it to the Shoyal, and it was Bol of Imoy. The Seicher was working for the Shoyal, and then a Gneva or Aveda happened, so the Shoyal is potter from paying the Seicher because of the Ptur of Balad Imoy. Once the Shoyal is potter from the Seicher, now the Seicher is mechuyev to pay to the Maskir. And the Arsameach points out, he says, if Tosis was looking to prove the Seicher is not totally removed from the picture, and it's still shaykh for him to have chiyuvim to the Maskir, why didn't Tosis say in the case where the Shoyal is not here, he went Lomdina Sayam, or he doesn't have money to pay, in that case the Maskir would be allowed to be Tavea from the Seicher? From here, Meir Simcha proves that Tosis holds like the Shitas of the Ramban and the Rashba, that once the Seicher gave it over to the Shoyal, he gave it over to someone who he was allowed to give it over to, he could tell the Maskir, Ukimilcha Gavra Bechari Koi, and there is no Chiyuv Bechlal from the Seicher to the Maskir. The only exception would be in the case where the Shoyal was not Mochiyuv Bechlal, like if it was Bol of Imoy, then there would remain a Chiyuv from the Seicher to the Maskir. HaKapam, this is how Meir Simcha understands that Tosis is Aderech Lashita of the Ramban and the Rashba, that when Shemer Shemasu Lashemer Potter, which means either according to Rav or according to Rabbi Yochanan in the cases where he's Moideh, so not only does the first Shemer not become Mechuyev more than he had been Mechuyev before, but more than that he becomes Potter once the second Shemer takes over. And therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, which as the Gemara explains later on, according to the way Abaye learns the Machoikas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, according to the sheet of Rav, that Shemer Shemasu Lashemer Potter, the din of the Mishnah can be true even in the case where the Masker did not give a shus to the Seicher to give it over to the Shayel. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shemesh Masel Hashemer is Chayiv, it has to be talking about what the Masker did give a shus. But Akapanim, either way, the din of the Mishnah is where Shemesh Masel Hashemer Potter, and in that Tosis is Mavur, that the Masker cannot be Goyver from the Seicher even if the Shayel does not have money to pay or he's not here. Now, we mentioned before that the Mukhi Yosef quotes the Shitas of the Ramban and the Rashba. He says this is the Sheet of the Rambam as well. In Perek Daud Hilchos Shel Pikadon Halachates, Ram talks about a case where a person gave it over to Ishta Yubonov. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Shemer does have a right to give it over to his wife or to his children who are Gedolim. And Ram paskins that in that case, if they did not watch it properly, Hein Chayofim Neshalim Lebal HaPikodoin Ubal Abayis Potter. Ram says clearly, Aderech this sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba, that they, either the wife or the children, never have to pay to the Baal Abayis, and the first Shemer is Potter. Now the Mukhesef then goes on and he says that the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is not like this. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, which we have in Tosis later on, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Kol Mafkir Adas Ishtei Yabonavu Mafkir, Tosis over there brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that which we say that a person can give it over to his wife or to his children, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, still the din is that if they were Pesheya, they don't have with what to pay, then the din is that the Shemer is Mechayiv to pay.
And Rabbeinu Tam says, you have to say this because im loikein kol ma shehufker itzal ba'al bayis tova ishtoi v'toichal v'tipater. Whenever a shomer has a bikkudin to watch, he'll give it over to his wife. She'll be pesheya, she'll end up eating it herself, and she's not going to have money to pay, and the husband's not going to be mechuyev either. Therefore, the din is according to Rabbeinu Tam, that if she doesn't have money to pay, then the husband is mechuyev. Now, in the Mekesev Kosis of Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashmois is that Rabbeinu Tam is saying a din specifically by Ishtar Yobanov, not by other types of shomer, shemasal shomer. In other words, other cases where Rabbi Yechon would be masking that one shomer could give it over to another shomer, like if the Baal gave Rishus, or in the case where we know the Baal himself gives it to the second shomer. In this case, the Rabbeinu Tam would be masking to the other Yishenim, that the tea of the Baal is only on the second shomer, even in the case where the second shomer does not have money. The Rashma says like this clearly as well. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam and he differentiates between other cases of shomer, shemasal shomer, and the case of Ishtar Yobanov. By Ishtar Yobanov, they're like the shomer himself. They're helping him do his shmirah, and therefore there is no din that the first shomer is patterned. Now the Shach, however, in Siman Ayin Beis, Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Dalid, he also brings Rabbeinu Tam. However, he brings that the way some Rishonim call Rabbeinu Tam, this is how the Mordechai, the Aguda, the Sefer Chumis, they all bring Rabbeinu Tam that he's saying as far as Lav Dafka in the case of Ishtar Yobanov, but by any shomer shemasal shomer. Like in the case where the Baal himself is known to give it to the second shomer, there the first shomer is allowed to give it to the second shomer. And they quote that Rabbeinu Tam holds that in that case, the first shomer is not patterned. Therefore, if the second shomer is not here or he doesn't have money, the Baal still has the right to go to the first shomer. They understand that Rabbeinu Tam did not mean to say a din specifically by Banu Bnei Beisai, rather just meant to prove it from there. It's not mustahab that a person could give something over to Ishtar Yobanov, and if they're Peshaya, then he's Potter. Therefore, the din is never true. A shomer shemasal a shomer, in a case where he's allowed to give it over to the second shomer, still it does not mean to say that the first shomer is patterned. The Baal could go and collect from the first shomer. Now, in the contemporary Sfarim, they bring that the Mashmois of Rashi in Asugyo is like this Shita as well. Rashi Dibur Maskel Rav Omer Potter, Rashi says, Mikol Masha Yenifter Im Shomer Hu Atzmoy. The Din of Shemer Shemasel Shemer Potter means anything that he himself would have been Potter, he's Potter now as well when it's given over to the second Shemer. And the Mashmois of Rashi is that if it was something which the first Shemer would be Mechuyiv, even though the second Shemer is also Mechuyiv, and therefore the Baam can't go and be Goyiv from the second Shemer, however, still, the mice of the first shomer is not patterned, and therefore, if for some reason the Baal was not able to collect from the second shomer, he still does have a tzviya on the first shomer. So to summarize, we have three shitas in the Rishonim over here, and how to understand shomer shemasal the shomer potter. The shita of the Ramban, the Rashba, they say this both according to Rav, the shomer shemasal the shomer potter, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the cases which are exceptions, that he can give it over to a second shomer. In all cases, the din is that the first shomer is patterned, and even if the Baal will not be able to be goyva from the second shomer, he still cannot go and be tavea the first shomer. The second shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, the way that Nebuk Yosef and the Rashban and Arsigya bring him, and that is that in all cases they're masking to the Rishonim, except for one case, the case where he gives it over to Banu Bnei Beisai. There Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not mustahab to say that the Shomer himself is Potter. And the third shita, which the Shach quotes, Rishonim who learn like this with Das Rabbeinu Tam, the Shomer Shemasa, the Shomer Potter, does not mean to say that the first Shomer is totally patterned and there is no tefillah on him Bechlal. It just means that one Shomer can give it to the second Shomer, and he does not become a chuyiv and more chuyiv than he had previously. But still, even in the case where the second shomer is mechuyev, and the Baal can go and be tevea from the second shomer, that does not mean to say that the first shomer is patterned. If for some reason the second shomer doesn't pay, there still is a tefia on the first shomer. And as we saw, there are those who medak the Rashi in our sugya holds like this as well. Now we'll continue on to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds shomer shemosel shomer chayiv, and his machlokes between Abaye and Rava had to understand the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Abaye explains that the pshat is because ein retzini shehei pikdoni biyad acher. And Rav later on in Amud Beis, he explains differently that the Balaam could say, At mehemnes li b'shvua, heich lo mehemen li b'shvua. Now before we get into the svaras of Abaye and Rava, we should point out that both of them use the Loshen, when they explain Rabbi Yochanan that Shemesh Shemosu lo Shemer Chayiv, they say a Loshen of Loimi b'y Shemer Socha Shemosu lo Shemer Chinom, de geru yegar le Shemir Osoy, el afil lo Shemer Chinom Shemosu lo Shemer Socha Chayiv. Now the Loshen is mashma, and in the case of a Shemer Socha, Shemosel Hashem Rechinom, there's really another Svara why Shemer Shemosel Hashem should be Chayiv, because Grui Gara Lishmirosa, even without having to come on to the Svaras of Abaye and Rava, the Svara of Ein Ritzeni Shehei Pekdeni Biad Acher, or the Svara of At Mehemnes Li B'Shvua, even without that, if he was Megareya in the Shmira, like a Shemer Socha gave it to Hashem Rechinom, that itself would also be a reason why Shemer Shemosel Hashem should be Chayiv. Rabbi Kveger points this out, this is in the Ma'arach, which is printed over here in the Chedusha of Rabbi Kveger, a marach on this inyan of shemer shemasal shemer, and in Eis Yotesov there he makes this point that the mashmais of the lashon of Abaye is that if he's megareh in the shmir, that itself is the reason why shemer shemasal shemer should be chayiv. And yes, there'll be enough kumina lemaisa in this, and that is according to what the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan is maskim In a case where we know that the Baalim was regal to be mafkid to the Shemer Sheni, in that case you cannot say, Ein Retzeni Shehepik Tainu Biyad Acher. The Silver Kreger says, according to this Svara, that if it was a Shemer Sachar Shemosel, a Shemer Chinam, that's a separate reason on its own to be Machayev the first Shemer. Therefore, even in a case where it was regal for the Baalim to be mafkid in the hands of the Shemer Sheni, that will only work, that will only pattern him if it was a Shemer Sachar Shemosel, a Shemer Sachar, or Shemer Chinam Shemosel, a Shemer Chinam. If it was a Shemer Sachar Shemosel, a Shemer Chinam, even if the Baalim was known to have been mafkid in the hands of the second Shemer, the Maisi is still being Megareya in the Shmira, and that itself is a reason why we should be Machayev the first Shemer. And Rukveyu continues on and he asks Akasha, he says, how does Abaye and Rava know to make two machlaikasim over here between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? The Rabbi Yochanan holds, firstly, that being Megareya in the Shmir, that itself is a reason to be Mechayev the first Shemer. And secondly, even if he was not Megareya, there's also a reason that Ein Ritzani Shehepik Deinu Biyad Acher, or according to Rava, At Mehemisli Beshvua, maybe Rabbi Yochanan is only arguing on Rav for one single reason, either Abaye's reason or Rava's reason, but being Megareya in the Shmir, who said that's enough on its own to be Mechayev him? Therefore, in a case where there's no problem of Shemer Shemosel Shemer, like in the case where the Baalim was known to have been mafkin to the Shemer Sheni, the Rabbi Yochanan will be maskim to Rav, and even if he was Megareya in the Shmiro, how do we know to make two separate machoikas in between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Rabbi Yochanan explains that we could be madche, that when Abaye says, let me buy Shemer Socha Shemosel Shemer Chinam degree, Gar Lishmirosei, it doesn't mean that this is as far on its own. It's just the Ravcha the Milsa, and Abaye means to say, that not only in a case where he's Megareya in the Shmiro, therefore, sure there's as far of Ein Retzeni Shehebek Deinu Biyad Acher, as even when he was Aluyi Aluyi Bishmirasa, even there Abaye says, there's a Svar of Ein Retzeni Shehebek Deinu Biyad Acher. According to this, Ein Echinami, in a case where there is no such Svara, the Baalim was known to be Mafka to the Shemer Sheni, Ein Echinami Rabbi Yochanan would be Maskim to Rav, and even if it was a Shemer Sachar, Shemosel Shemer Chinam, still a Din is that he's Potter. However, later on, in Oyschav Gimel, Kreger gets back to this Nidain, and he says that the Teres we said before in Abaya, that Abaya does not mean to say that the Svar of Geru Yegar Lishmirasa is a Svar on its own. Rather, it gives an alimus to the Svar of Ein Retzeni Shehepik Deinu Biyad Acher. Rav Kreger says this will work with Das Abaya, but with Das Rava it would still be difficult. Because the Svar of Rava is At Mehemnesli Beshvua, Heich Leim Mehemnesli Beshvua. And yet, Rava also uses this Lashon of Leim Yubay Shemasacha Shemasal Shemachinam de Geruye Gar Lishmirasa. Over there, it would be difficult to say that the Svar of Geruye Gar Lishmirasa would be more of a reason why it doesn't want to be Maimin the Shvua of the second Shemer. The reasons of Geruye Gar Lishmirasa and Iluye Al Lishmirasa would not make a difference whether he wants to be mekabel the shvua of the Shemer Sheni. Therefore, Kreger says here it would be difficult. The Chayr Rava Akarchach means to say a reason on its own that being Megareya in the Shmir, that itself is a reason to be mechayev the first Shemer. And then the Kash is difficult once again. How does Rava know to make two machlekesim between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? So Kreger over there says an interesting pshat, and the Ksaisa Choshen as well says this in Reish Tzadik Aleph Sifkot in Yubayz. He says the exact same svara, and that is that when Rava says let me buy Shemer Socha Shemosel Shemer Chinam Degrui Gar Lishmirasa, Rava does not mean to say that there's also a separate svara that when a Shemer Sachar gives it to the Shemer Chinam, that itself is a pshia, and that on its own is a reason to be mechayev the first Shemer. Right? This is also a reason why the Baalim does not want to be mekabel the shvua of the Shemer Sheni. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when a Shemer Chinam gives it to a Shemer Chinam, or a Shemer Sachar to a Shemer Sachar, there the tain of the Baalim is at mehemnesli b'shvua, heich lo mehemnesli b'shvua. Rava is explaining that when it's a Shemer Sachar who gives it to a Shemer Chinam, he's Megareya in the Shmira, there's even more of a reason why the Baalim does not have to be Mekabel the Shvua of the Shemer Sheni. And the Pshat is they explain, the same way we understand that if a Baalim gives something to watch to a Shemer Sachar, and the Shemer Sachar did not see what happened to it, however there was someone else who was there at the time who did see what happened, even though that person is willing to make a Shvua that it was an Einis, that's not going to pattern the Shemer Sachar, because the Baalim has a right that the Shemer himself should make the Shvua. And even if the other person who was standing there is someone who the Baalim trusts, he often gives things to him to watch, still, the din is that that person's shvua is not going to be enough to pat to the Shemer Sachar. The din is Dafka the Baal Dover himself has to make the shvua. Therefore, the Ktais and Rukveger explain that in the case where a Shemer Sachar gives it to a Shemer Sachar, so the second Shemer takes over the shmir of the first Shemer. So the second Shemer is not like a stranger, he is a Baal Dover over here. Therefore, there would be a tzad to say that his shvua should pat to the first Shemer. However, in the case where a Shemer Sachar gives it to a Shemer Chinam, the Shemer Chinam is only Mechliv in Pshia, he's Patron Geneva Vaveda. Therefore, if an Einus happens to the Chayfetz, he doesn't really have to make a shvua that an oynis happened. All he has to swear is that he was not pesheya. Therefore, even if he did see that it was an oynis, and he is willing to make such a shvua, as far as that shvua, the shvua that an oynis happened, he's not considered a baal dover over here. He's no different than a stranger, and therefore there's a svar to say the baalim does not have to be mekabel his shvua. This is what Rava means to say, that let me buy if a shemer sachar gave it to a shemer chinam. So the shemer chinam's shvua that an oynis happened, the baalim does not have to be mekabel because he's not a baal dover over here. But even in the case it was a shemer chinam who was mustered to a shemer sachar, He was ma'al the shmira. Still, the Bayim has a taina at meheresli b'shvua heich loy meheresli b'shvua. This is how Craig and the Ketzayis explain the svar of Rava that shem asachah shemosla shem mechina grui gar l'shmirasa. Now to go back to the svar of Abaya, he explains b'das Reb Yochanan the reason why shemer shemosla shemer is chayiv is because ain retzayni shehei pekdoni biyad acher. And the machlokes we shouldn't have to understand this. How exactly does the shemer become mechuyiv because ain retzayni shehei pekdoni biyad acher? So Tais over here explains, and Dibur Maskel Ein Ritzayni, Ein Lefarish, don't say that the pshat is that since he was over al das ba'abayis, he has a din of a gazlin, and he becomes mechuyiv in all einsim. If that was the pshat, then he'd be mechuyiv in any einis, no matter what happened, meaning even if what happened to the chayfis had nothing to do with the fact that it was in the house of the second shemer, as opposed to the house of the first shemer, either way, he's mechuyiv in all einsim because he was mishana from the das of the ba'abayis. Tais says proves from the Gemara later on in Amud Beis that this is not the pshat. So now Shabbaya asked Rava that if you hold of the Svara, Malach Hamavis, Mali Hocham, Mali Hosom, so why did the Gemara and Amud Aleph have to say that if you hold Shemer Shemosel, Shemer Chayiv, the case of the Mishnah has to be where the Bayam gave a Shus to the Seicher to give it over to the Shayal, and Abaya is asking, even if you did not have a Shus, and even if you hold Shemer Shemosel, Shemer Chayiv, but if you hold of Malach Hamavis, Mali Hocham, Mali Hosom, that should be reason to patter the Seicher. From this Kasha which Abaya asked Rava, Tosis proves that you see that the din of Shemer Shemosel Shemer Chayiv is not that the first Shemer is considered a gazlan and he becomes mechuyiv in all types of einsim, because if that was the case, and even a type of einis where you would say Malcham Avos Mali Hocham Mali Hosom, still if he has a din of a ganav, he would be mechuyiv even on that type of einis. And because of this kasha, Tosis has a different pshat in what Abai means when he says Ein Ritzayni Shehei Pekdoni Biyad Acher, and that is because the Baal Bais told him himself to watch it. It's as if he told him that if you pass it on to someone else, that should be considered like a pshia. And once he's pshia, even if an ignis happens later on, he'll be mechuyiv. And Tosis explains that even if you hold like the man d'omer that chilasa b'pshia b'seif b'ignis is potter, still over here in this case, Abaye l'shitas, like the same way Abaye says in Amud Beis, that if Hashem is watching a behema and he was pshia, and the behema went to an agam and there died, even if you hold chilasa b'pshia b'seif b'ignis is potter, in this case he'll be mechayiv because havla da'agma katla. There is makom to be titled that the animal died because it was in the agam. So to over here, Tosis explains, there is a svar to say that if it would have been in the house of the first shemer, perhaps the air in the first house was better than the air in the second house, and it would not have died if it would have been in the house of the first shemer. Therefore, even if you hold chalasa v'b'shiyah v'seif v'b'inus is potter, in this case you'll be chayiv. In other words, the Bais explained the svar of Rabbi Yochanan that ein retzayni shehei pekdeinu b'yad acher makes it chalasa v'b'shiyah. So if you hold chalasa v'b'shiyah v'seif v'b'inus is chayiv. And if, for example, it was stolen by Ines from the house of the second shemer, so that type of Ines was not more prone to happen in the house of the second shemer than it was to happen in the house of the first shemer. But still, if you hold Chilasa B'Pshiv B'Seif B'Ines is Chayiv, so then in this case you'll be Mechuyiv. And even if you hold Chilasa B'Pshiv B'Seif B'Ines is Potter, still a Bayil Shitasi holds that if it dies suddenly in the house of the second shemer, he'll be Mechuyiv. There's a svar to say that it died because of the Hevel in the second house, therefore the Kuliyam will be that you're Chayiv. Now the Shita of the Rashba and the Ramban is exactly like the Ve'im Leimer and Tosis. The Pshat which Tosis rejects, other Rishonim hold this is actually the Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. The Svar Ve'im Ritzayni Shehei Pekdoni Biyad Acher, the Bayim would not want that his Pekodon should be passed on to a different Shemer, therefore the Shemer gets a din of a Gazlin and becomes a Mechuyiv even in Einzim, no matter what type of Einis happens later on, he'll always be Mechuyiv. And Rishonim add further that even though we find the Machalikas Tanaim about Maver Al-Daito Shalba'a Bayis, whether he's considered a gazlin, the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Ches brings the sheet of Rameyer. He holds that Maver Daita Shabbat Weiss is Nikra gazlin, and the Chacham argue on him. However, the Rashba says that in this case, everyone would agree that he is considered a gazlin, because the case where they argue is where it's still in his Rishus, it remained in the Rishus of the Shemer, just as Shemer did something which the Shabbat Weiss had not wanted him to do with it. Then there's a Machoikis, Rameyer holds, even though he did not intend to steal it, just the fact that he was Mishana, that itself is considered a Gzela. And the Chum hold that it's not considered a gzela. However, once he takes it out of his rishus and he passes on to someone else, there the Rashba says even the Chum would be maskim, and since he's being mishana, he's not doing what the Baal Bais wanted him to do, and he transferred it to a different rishus, that everyone would agree that it's considered a gzela. So the Maisei Machalikis between Tosis and Rishonim, how to understand the Bais' explanation b'das Reb Yochanan that ein retzayni shehei pekdoinu biyad acher, according to Tosis, the pshat is that it's considered a pshia by giving it over to a different shemer. And Mael will then be telling the Gedarm of Tchilas B'Pshiv V'Seif B'Einis. According to the Rishayin and the Rabban and the Rashba, the Pshat Nabai B'das Rebechen is that he's considered a Gazlin, and that's why he's Mechiv in Einzim. If so, it's not telling the Gedarm of Tchilas B'Pshiv V'Seif B'Einis. For example, Tosov here brings that there are certain types of Einzim Even according to the man Omar, Tchilas of B'Pshiv, Seif B'Ein is Chayiv, even he'll be masking that in these cases you're Potter. Dafkan Oinus, which is similar to the case of Trifi the Urbani, which is the more later on in Daf Membeis, that's where we find the Machlaikis of Tchilas of B'Pshiv, Seif B'Ein is. Tais says there are certain types of cases where everyone is masking that you'll be Potter. According to Rishayim, the Rabban and the Rash, but even in those cases, the din will still be that the first Shamer is Chayiv, because the din over here is not telling the question of Tchilas of B'Pshiv, Seif B'Ein is. The first Shamer gets the din of a Gazan and he's Machlaik in all types of Oinsim. Now continue on to the sheet of Rava. Rava explains that the Pshan Rabbi Yochanan is that the Mafki could say At Mehemnesli Beshvua Heich Loi Mehemnesli Beshvua. The Rosh over here in Simon Vav, he explains that if the Mafki is known that he gave Pikdainis to the second Shemer, then the din is that the Mafki cannot say such a taino of At Mehemnesli Beshvua Heich Loi Mehemnesli Beshvua. The same way the Gemara says in Amud Aleph by the case of Hanu Ginoi, that if you hold like Abaya that the Pshan Rabbi Yochanan is Ein Ritzaini Shehei Pikdaini Biad Acher, the Gemara says that if the Mafkid was known to have given Pikdainis to the second Shemer, he cannot say such a taina. So too the Rosh says Bedas Rava, that the Svara is At Mehemnesli Beshvua Heich Loi Mehemnesli Beshvua. There also, if the Mafkid gave Pikdainis to the second Shemer, so Akarchi is Maim in the second Shemer for his Shvuos, and he cannot say such a taina. However, then the Rosh continues and he says a Chiddush, that if the Mafkid was not known to have given Pikdainis to the second Shemer, so we don't know for sure that he trusted him, then even in the case where the second Shemer is a person who is known to be an Adam Toiv Vekosher, he's known to be trustworthy even more than the first Shemer, still Mafkin has a right to make this Taino of At Mehemnesli Beshvua, Heich Loi Mehemnesli Beshvua. He could say that I only want to trust with the Shvua someone who I have an Asik with, meaning he could say I only want to trust someone who I myself appointed him as my Shemer. Now Toysov Yandir Maschel At Mehemnesli Beshvua, he points out that there's a basic nafkamina between the Pshat of Abaya and the Pshat of Rava. And that is in a case where the first Shemer was there at the time of the Oinus, and he's willing to make a Shvua about the Oinus, or alternatively in a case where there were Edom who were there at the time. So if you hold like Rava, in this case the first Shemer will not be Mechuyiv. Here you don't have the Taina of Am Mehemnesli Beshvua, Heich Loi Mehemnesli Beshvua. Mashaykin, if you hold like Abaya, that as far as Ein Ritzaini Shehei B'Kdeini B'Yad Acher, and even in these cases it won't be that the first Shemer is Chayiv. Now we have to clarify, in this Svara of Rava, Am Mehemnesli Beshvua, Heich Loi Mehemnesli Beshvua, this is why Rabbi Yochanan holds Shemer Shemosel to Shemer Chayiv, even if the first Shemer is a Shemer Chinom and a Geneva of Aveda happened, or the first Shemer was a Shemer Sachar and an Oinus happened. Since B'derech Klal, the first Shemer is not able to make a Shvua, he didn't see what happened, and the Bayam doesn't have to rely on the Shvua of the second Shemer, therefore the first Shemer will be Mechuyiv. However, the question still remains, why exactly is he Mechuyiv just because he cannot make a Shvua? And the Pashas would be that this is because of the Klal, V'teich She'ein Yochal Lishov Mishalim. Anytime a person is mechuyev a shua deraisa and he's not able to make the shua, but mainly he has to pay. And the Rabban of Mochamayis in the beginning of the Masechta, he says this is the pshat in Ner Sugya, v'teich she'en yachal lishav v'mishalim. And the Rabban brings a rai from this to the nidan which he's discussing over there, whether a eidachar hamisayeya can pater from a chiyev shua. We discussed this in the previous year, the guy with the chiyev shua in the Mishnah, in the case where the seichar gave the parah to the shayal, and the Mishnah says that the seichar makes the shua shemesa kedarka. And then he's potter from the maskir, and then the shayal pays the seicher. And the Rabban brought the Mishnah, and he brought a right from here also to this klal, that an eidach and a messiah does not potter from a shvua, because in the Mishnah, the shayal, he knows what happened, and kapshuta, he's willing to be made, that he died by anus. Yet still, it is that the seicher is mechuyev a shvua. From there, the Rabban proved that eidach and a messiah does not potter from a shvua. And here's what the Rabban says, this is the pshat over here, even though there is a second shamer over here who knows what happened, and he's willing to be made, still that would not potter the first shamer from his shvua. And since he's not able to make a shvua, the din would be mitaych she'en yachal lishav mishalim. Akvam, this is how the Ramban learns the pshat in Rav over here, b'das Rabbi Yochanan, shemer shemosel to shemer eschayev, because he's mechuyev a shvua and not able to make the shvua. According to this mahalach, the Tzlach, as well as Rabbi Kveger in the Ma'arocho and Islam Medawa, they explain that according to this we can understand b'das Rav, who argues in Rabbi Yochanan and yells shemer shemosel to shemer is potter. We could explain that b'etzim Rav is also maskim to this svar of Rabbi Yochanan, that at mehemnesli beshvua heich loi mehemnesli beshvua. However, the sheet of Rav is that we don't say this klal of mitaych. This is the sheet of Rav in Shvuah Staf Memzayin Amar Aleph. Therefore, in this case, even though the Bayam is not mechuyev to accept the Shvuah of the second Shemer, and the first Shemer is not able to make the Shvuah because he doesn't know what happened, still Rav will say that the first Shemer is not mechuyev. Now, the Rosh in the first parak in Simon Gimel, we mentioned this Rosh in the previous shiur, he argues in the sheet of the Ramban, and he holds that Eidach Er HaMaseya does pater even for mechuyev Shvuah Deraisa, and he's matcha the right that the Ramban brought from the Mishnah. And as far as this Rai, from the case of Shemer Shemosel to Shemer, when he brings this Rai, he says, V'yesh makshim hevel, he explains, this is a kasha of hevel, the loikos shemidi, this kasha is not difficult b'chlal, and he explains, because in this case, once the Shemer is not able to make a Shvua, the first Shemer doesn't know what happened, therefore he cannot make the Shvua, And the second chamber, his shvuah, also doesn't help because the mafkid is not mechuyev to accept the shvuah. Therefore, the Rosh says, once the shamer cannot make a shvuah, nischayv loy harishin mamon, the first shamer becomes mechuyev mamon to the mafkid, ve'ein echad poiter mechuyev mamon. Once he's already mechuyev mamon, an ein echad cannot pater from the chiv of mamon. Now, there's machoikis in the achrenim how to understand this Rosh. What exactly does he mean to say? The Shach and Simon Ayin Beis, Sifkat and Samach Aleph explains that what the Rosh means to say is that once the shamer is not able to make a shvuah, and it's chal din of mitoich, he becomes mechuyev to pay. Now already we dine as if there's a chiyuv moment over here, and if an eid echad wants to be made, that an oinus happened and the shamer is potter, that's considered an eidus to potter the shamer from a chiyuv moment, and an eid echad is not neman le'inyin moment. In other words, the Shach understands b'das Rosh that he's also learning the sugya midin mitoich, and machaikus between the Ramban and the Rosh is, do we look at this eid as if he's trying to potter from a chiyuv moment or a chiyuv shvuah? And the Tosef, however, in Simon Peizayin and Sifkat on Tess, he argues on the Shach. He says here, since the Iker Chiv on the Shemer is a Chiv Shvua, not a Chiv Mamin, and the Eidach is coming to be made to pater the Shemer, that will definitely be considered an Eidus to pater from a Chiv Shvua, not from a Chiv Mamin. And the Ksais has a different pshat in the Rosh. And as the Ksais explains that here, you don't have to come on to the din of Mitaych Shein Yachal Yishav Mishalim, that once the Shemer is not able to make a Shvua, he doesn't know what happened, so he's Mechiv to pay, because he's like a case of Enya Dei Impraticha. We discussed this point as well in the previous Shir. The Ksais quotes in Amuk Yosef in the 8th Perek, who says that there's machaikas where the chiyuvim of the shemer begin at the time he did the mashicha on the chayfetz, where there's nechasim already considered meshubin at that time, or the pshat is that only after the chiyuv happened, after the pshia, or after the gnev of aveda by shemer sachar, that's when he became a chiyuv. However, the ktsay says that in this case, everyone is maskim, that from the moment the shemer gave it over to a second shemer, he already is neschayv at that point, his nechasim become meshubin, and therefore if he doesn't know what happened later on, it's a case of enyadeyim praticha, not a case of enyadeyim neschayavti. The Ksais explains that even if you hold that Shemer Shemosel Shemer is not considered a Pshia, that's the Shid of Abayi B'das Rabbi Yechanan, the Ein Ritzeni Shehei Pekdeni B'Arachar, that's considered a Pshia. However, even if you hold like Rava, that it's not considered a Pshia, still the Ksais holds that since the Chathchila, one Shemer is not allowed to give it over to a second Shemer, Tais is on a Merav, Diber Maschel, Rav Omar, he speaks out this point. He says, even Rav is masking that the Chathchila, one Shemer cannot give it over to a second Shemer. If he doesn't, it's considered a Pshia in this specific din, that it becomes like any day in Paraticha. He quotes to the Mukhi Yosef who says this, in Babakama Perak HaGoizel, that one chamber who gives it over to a second chamber, since the Chathchila is not allowed to give it over, it now becomes like a case of Ein Yadayim Praticha, and the Ktsai says this is the Pshat in the Rosh as well. When the Rosh says that once the first chamber is not able to make a Shvua, because he doesn't know what happened, he now becomes a Mechuyev Mamin, therefore even if an Eid Echad will come afterwards to be made, it's like an Eidus Tepater from Mamin, not like an Eidus Tepater from a Shvua, the Ktsai says the Pshat is not because of the Din of Mitoich. If the Nidin was the Din of Mitoich, that would still be considered an Eidus to pater from a Chiyuv Shvuah. Rather, the Nidin is that it's considered a case of Enya Deyam Praticha, that's why he's Mechuyuv Mamin, and for that an Eidach would not be enough, it would be considered an Eidus to pater from a Chiyuv of Mamin. Now based on this, the Ktois writes elsewhere, this is in Shimon Shin Mem, Sifkat and Dalid, to explain the sheet of the Talmud HaRashba, which is born in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Reish Talik Aleph, the Talmud HaRashba holds that in the case of one Shemer gave it over to a second Shemer, but the second Shemer was a person who the Mafkid B'derech Chal gave him Pikdainos, therefore, the first Shemer was allowed to give it over to the second Shemer. In this case, if for some reason the second Shemer does not want to make a Shvuah, the Talmud Rashba writes that the first Shemer is still Potter. And the Shach over there asks, what is the Pshat in this? The same way we see in Eretz Yisrael according to Rava, that At Nehemnes Li B'Shvuah, Heich Leimam Li B'Shvuah, the Baim does not have to accept the Shvuah from the second Shemer, therefore, if the first Shemer does not know what happened, so he's Mechuyiv, and the Shach says, Akarach Li Pshat is because Mitech She'en Yachal Lishav Meshalim. If so, the Shach asks, in that case as well, in the case where he was allowed to give it over to the second chamber, and the Baim would be mechuyev to accept the shvuah of the second chamber, but if for some reason the second chamber did not make a shvuah, then the din should still be that the first chamber should be mechuyev, we should say the din of mitoich. And the Ktois answers, based on what he's explaining, the pshat in the sheet of Rav over here is not mikoyach the din of mitoich. The Ktois gives a few possible reasons why the din of mitoich will not apply in our sugya. We mentioned this in the previous year, one could take a look over there in the Ktois. And the reason why in Rava the din is that the first shemer has to pay, there the pshat is not because of mitoich, rather since he gave it over to a second shemer shelo kedin, so he's ktas paisheya, and we consider that the chiyuv more already chal on him. And later on, when he doesn't know what happened, so he's like a case of ve'inei deim praticha, that's why he's mechuyev. Hashenkin in the case where one shemer gave it over to a second shemer who he was allowed to give it over to, because this is the person that we know already is trusted by the mafkid, in that case he's not a ktas paisheya by giving it over to the second shemer. And therefore, the no chiyuv were chal on him at that time, and it's like a case of ein edei im nischayavti. Hakopanim, to summarize, what's important to take out of this nidin is that there's machoikis, there are two mahalchim, how to understand the pshat and rov over here. When Rav explains Rabbi Yochanan, at mehemnesli b'shvua, heich loy mehemnesli b'shvua, so the Ramban at the beginning of the Masechta, and the Shach understands in this way, but that's the Rosh as well, the reason why the Meister, the first Shemar is Chayv, is because of the dinner, mitoich she'ini yochal lishava mishalim. According to the Ktzoyis, the way he understands the Rosh, it's a different reason. It's because since the first Shemar is not able to make a shvua, he doesn't know what happened, and he already was Pesheya by giving it over to a second Shemar, even if it's not enough of a Pesheya Gemur to be Mechayv him, but it is enough of a Pesheya to make it considered a case of any day in Paraticha, that's the reason why he's Chayv. Now we'll continue on to the next Gemara, the Machlekes Abaye and Rava, in the case of Poshabav Yotzel Agam Umesa Kedarka. Abaye says, even according to the Manomer who holds B'derech Klal, Tchilasu B'Pesheya B'Seif B'Bainas is Potter, here he'll be masking that you're Chayv because of the Svar of Havlo Da Agma Kotlo. And Rava says B'Shem Rabba, even if you hold B'derech Klal, Tchilasu B'Pesheya B'Seif B'Bainas is Chayv, here he'll be Potter because of the Svar of Malachamavis Mali Hocha Mali Hossam. Now it's important to be makdim that the Ikar Machlekes between the Manomer Tchilasu B'Pesheya B'Seif B'Bainas is later on in Daf Membeis. Over there, they're talking about a case of Trifi de Urbani. A mafkid gave a shemir money to watch. And the Gemara earlier on over there says, Kesef ein lehem shmir el bekarka, the only place to properly watch money is buried under the ground. And the shemir in that case, he hid it, but Trifi de Urbani, in this hut of hunters. The mice, what happened in the end was that it was stolen. And the Gemara says, that afgav l'inyan geneva netirusahi, l'inyan nurup shiyusahi. Meaning, the Trifi de Urbani is considered a good place for the money to be watched as far as robbers are concerned. It's not normal for them to look for money in this Trifi de Urbani, and therefore it would be a good Shmira. However, there is a chash that the Trifi de Urbani will catch on fire and the money will get destroyed. Therefore, putting the money there was considered a Pshia. And the Gemara has a Machaikas over there, according to the Man Omar, Tchilas of Pshia v'Seif Ba'ines Chayiv. So since he put it in a place where he was Pesheya, even though in the end what happened was that it was stolen, it was not destroyed by fire, still it didn't that he's Mechuyiv. According to the Man Omar, Tchilas of Pshia v'Seif Ba'ines is Potter. Since in the end what happened was that it was not burnt, rather it was stolen, and the guy with that it was considered that he did a good shmira, it wasn't oynis, therefore the din is that he's potter. Now in this case, the pshia which he did, now she put it in a tzrifa de urbani where it's not protected from fire, so this pshia made it more likely to be destroyed by fire. However, what happened in lemaisa, that which was stolen, it was not more prone to be stolen by the fact that it was in the tzrifa de urbani. The chances were equal that it could be stolen, whether it was buried in the ground or in the tzrifa de urbani. So he was not moisif any pshia to what happened l'maisa. However, mitzad sheni, the geneva which did happen, it was a result of that which he was pesheya, and he put it in the Trifi de Urbani. In other words, it happens to be that the genovim did go to the Trifi de Urbani, they didn't go to other places. If he would have buried it in the ground, they would have never found it. So it would be correct to say that the oynis was a result of the pshia. Again, we're not saying that the pshia made it more likely to be stolen, it only made it more likely that it would be damaged by the fire. However, if he would have done what he was supposed to have done, to bury it in the ground, Lamaisa would not have been stolen, because it happened to be that the Ganov did not go dig up the ground to find something, rather they went to look in the Trifi de Urbani. Now there's a fundamental Machlekes Rishenim over here, according to the Man Amar Tchilas of Pshia V'Seif Ba'inis is Chayiv, is it Dafka because the case was, as we explained, that the Inis which happened Lamaisa happened as a result of the Maisa which he was Pesheya, or would the din be true even if the Inis which happened had nothing to do with the Maisa Pshia? So the Shita of Taisus over here in Daf Lam Vav Amid Aleph, and Taisus later on in Daf Ayin Ches Amid Aleph as well, Taisus proves that even the Man Omar that Tchilas of B'Pshiv of Seif B'Ainis is Chayiv is Dafka if the case is similar to this case, where the Ainis which happened in the end came as a result of the Pshia. And Taisus explains, this is actually the Svar of Rav over here. Rav says, Malach Hamavis Mali Hocha Mali Hosom. Rav means to say, Gufa this Svarah, that in this case, the Ainis which happened in the end had nothing to do with the Maisa Pshia. Rav doesn't hold that the Havla the Agma makes a difference. Therefore, the Malchamavis would have killed this part equally, whether it was in the Agam or in the house of the Shemer. So even though the Shemer was Pesheya by allowing it to run to the Agam, it could have been stolen there, but Lamaisa would happen in the end, it was Mesa Kedarka, that would have happened even if the Shah would have been in the house. Therefore, it's different than the case of Trifi de Urbani, where Lamaisa the Ganovim stole from the Trifi de Urbani. If the money would not have been there, it would not have been stolen. Now the Rif, however, holds differently, and Taisus and Daf Ayin Ches quotes this Rif. The Rif is Bedaik from the Lashon of Abaya. Abai is mashma that according to the Man Omar Tchilas B'Pshiv of Seif B'Ainis Chayiv, you don't have to come onto the Svar of Havla the Agma Katla. That Svar is only necessary according to the Man Omar Tchilas B'Pshiv of Seif B'Ainis is Potter. If you hold that you're Chayiv, you don't have to come onto that. And since he was Pashay in the beginning by allowing it to run into the Agam, even though in the end it was Mesir Kedarka, according to the Man Omar Tchilas B'Pshiv of Seif B'Ainis Chayiv, that would be enough of a reason to be Mechayiv him. If so, the Rif says, Akarch Rabai holds that even in the case where the Ainis which happened had nothing to do with the Pshia, still, Abai understands that the Man Amar Tchilas of B'Pshiv of Seif B'Ainis Chayiv, he will be Chayiv. And then it comes out that this Machlok is between Abai and Rava, but does this Man Amar, do we say that he's Chayiv only in the case where the Ines is a result of the Pshiyah? But again, as we said, Tosis argues on this, Tosis over here, and Tosis on Dafayin Ches, and he holds that Rabbi did not mean to say that the man that Amar Tchilas of Shiva of Tzayis B'Bain is Chayiv, you don't have to come onto the Svar of Havel the Agma Kotlo. Rabbi was just stressing that even if you hold Tchilas of Shiva of Tzayis B'Bain is Potter, still here he'll be masking that you're Chayiv, but Echanam, you need the Svar of Havel the Agma Kotlo even according to the other man that Amar. So this is one important machoikis we're showing them. According to Tosis, everyone is masking to this klal. The only chayv in a case where the oinus was a result of the pshia. According to the Rif, this is a machoikis between Abaya and Rava. Now to move on to the svar of Abaya, the svar of Havel the Agma Katla, if we look carefully, we'll see that this machoikis between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi over here explains, what is the svar of Havel the Agma Katla? Why, even if you hold that tchilas of pshia of seif b'oinus is potter, here he'll be masking that you're chayv. So Rashi explains the dira maschal ella filu leman omar. By the case of Tzrifa de Urbani, it was only a pshia le'inyan nura. It was not a pshia b'chlal le'inyan gneva, meaning it's not any more likely to have been stolen from the Tzrifa de Urbani than if it would have been buried in the ground. Hashem came by this case of Pashabav Yotzes la'agam, it could be that the pshia really was the cause of the death. If it would have stayed at home, the heir would have been better, would not have died. Only now that it had the Havla d'agma, that's what caused it to die. Therefore, even if you hold chilas of the pshia of Seif Ba'inus is Potter, he'll be chayiv because the pshia was the result of the actual death. Now, Tosis, however, says differently. At the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Tosis explains what is the svara, why is the Havel d'Agma worse than the case of Tzrifa d'Urbani. Tosis explains, and this is Lashon, Hasam b'Tzrifa d'Urbani, Lehoya ha'ines roi liyois ne'era ad shebo ganovim. At the time the money was placed in the Tzrifa d'Urbani, there was nothing which would have indicated that it's going to be any more likely that the ganovim will come and steal it. Only when they actually came, then we found out that the ganovim did steal it, and it was a result of the Pshia, as we explained, because the money was in the Tzrifa d'Urbani, that's why the ganovim took it. Ashenkin, he says, in the case of Pashab of Yotzel Agam, Tosis' lashon is Havel Hachek Gloy Milsa Sheoisei Hevel Vaoisei Mokam Hayu Mesukin Yoiser Lahomis Behemazu Demiyad Shebas Sham Hischel Hachayli. Tosis stresses that immediately when the Behemah reached the Agam, it got sick right away. And what Tosis means to say is not that we know B'Torah's Vali that that's why it died because of the Havel of the Agma. There is a possibility that it was the Malach HaMoves and the Behemah would have died even if it was in the house of the Shemer. Right, what Tosis means to say is that on the tzad, that did die because of the Havla, and this is something which began right away. And the Chor Tosis is differentiating between different levels of cases where the Oinus came and Machmas the Pshia. By the case of Tzrifa d'Urbani, so even though in the end the reason why it was stolen is because it was there, and if it would have been buried in the ground it would not have been stolen, however that level of Oinus Machmas the Pshia is a lower level, because at the time that it was brought into the Tzrifa d'Urbani, no Hezek began right away. It was only later when the Ganovim decided to go check the Tzrifa d'Urbani, that's when the loss occurred. Hashenkin, in this case, on the tzad, that the reason why it did die l'maisa was because of the Havel d'Agma, as soon as the Behemah reached the Agam, the Hezek already began to happen, that's considered a greater level of an Oinus which came in Machmas the Pshia. Now, Tosis is saying different than Rashi, and the Masha points this out. Tosis is not saying that by allowing it to go to the Agam, that's the Pshia l'inyan the Havel d'Agma. Tosis l'chera held that even though it is possible for the animal to die in the Havel d'Agma, that's something which is very unlikely, and allowing it to go to the Agam would not be classified as a Pshia. That's why we're calling this case Tchilas b'Pshia v'Seifei Ba'Einis. Even if it did end up dying Machmas the Hevel, it's still called Seifei Ba'Einis. However, the Einis came and Machmas the Pshia, if it would not have gone to the Agam, it would not have died Machmas the Hevel. So it's similar to the case of Tzrifa d'Urbani, just Tosis explained that it's a little bit worse, since it starts dying immediately when it gets to the Agam. So that's a greater level of Oinus Machmas Pshia. And the Mashal here explains, why do Tosis not want to say like Rashi? He says, because L'chair, there's a simple kasha on Rashi. According to Rashi, they're allowing it to go to the Agam, that's considered a Pshia. It's not only a Pshia L'inyan Gneva, it's also a Pshia L'inyan dying from Hevel. If so, even in the case where he himself brought it to the Agam. Why are we talking about Dafka, a case where it ran away, he was Pshia in the beginning, because going to the Agam could have been stolen. Even in the case where he brought it and there was no chash of Gneva, if it was Mesa Kedaka by the Agam, we should be Mechayiv him for being Peshe and bringing it to the Agam. This is the Kasha that Mashra says Tosis was bothered by on the Shita of Rashi. Now, with that Rashi, what we have to say over here, and this is Mefurish in a number of Rishainim, the Rashba says like this, the Chedushet Vachadoshim and the Rosh, they all say that even according to Abaya, who says Havel d'Agma Katla, it does not mean to say that it's Mamish Apshia. If it would be considered Apshia Mamish, this would be a case of Tchlas B'Apshia V'Seifi B'Apshia. It's not a case of Tchlas B'Apshia V'Seifi B'Ainis. Rather, even what happened in the end is a pshia. And the Shemim say clearly the din is that a Shemir is allowed to bring the animals to the Agam. There's no such din that he's not allowed to bring them there because of the bad Hevel. This is something that you don't have to be Cheshish for, even though it is theoretically possible for the animal to die from the Hevel. However, what Abai means to say is, once he was Pesheya, he was Pesheya l'inyan Gneva, it could have been stolen from the Agam. Then already, even if what happened in the end was not a result of the Pshia Gemura, what happened in the end was something else, it died Kedarka, But if there is what to be titled, that what happened then was also Mikayach HaPshia, even though it's just a slight chance that it was a result of the Pshia, we still will be titled in that and will be Mechayev him. So in other words, if there's a Shem who's watching the animals properly, and he brings them to the Agam and he's watching them there, so he's not Pashia, Pshia, Gemur, Le'inin, Gneva, so even if they die Kedarka, we're not going to be titled that it's a result of the Havla the Agma. However, if he was Pashia, Pshia, Gemura, and even if what happened in the end is not probable that it was a result of the Pshia, still we will be titled in the Pshia and will be Mechayev him. This is the Pshat of the Rishonim, and this is the Pshat in Rashi as well. Now, L'chor, we could be Moisif, a bit of more Hezbro over here. What is the Pshat? Once he was Pashia Le'inin, one thing, even if what happened in the end was something else, and that thing is only a small chance that it was because of the Pshia, still we could be Mechayev him. We could explain this based on the Ktais, which we mentioned before. The Ktais says that once a Pshemer is Pashia, then already it's considered that it's a Chiv, which is Chal. And if afterwards there's a suffix about what happened, maybe an Ignis happened and that will patter him, this will only patter him if it is a Vadai. Once the Chiv was definitely Chal, he can only be pattered if the Ptor is a Vadai. And therefore, in this case as well, once he was Pashia, even though the Pshia was Le'inin Gneva, now ready for him to become Potter, it has to be that we know Vadai, that what happened in the end was something which he's Potter on, it definitely wasn't Ainus, and since there is a Tzad over here, at the end when it was Mesa Kedarka, it was because of the Havla Da'agma, it's a case of Eni Adayim Praticha, and therefore he's Chayiv. Ba'akapam, to summarize, we have Machaikis Rashi and Taisis over here, had to understand that the Svar of Abaya, Havla Da'agma Katla, according to Taisis, it's not that allowing it to go to the Agam is a Pshia Le'inyan Mesa Kedarka, it's definitely called an Ainus, that which happened in the end. However, it's an Oinus which is Ba Machmas the Pshia, and as Taisus explained, since the Hezek begins to happen right away, it's worse than the case of Tzifa de Urbani. According to Rashi and the other Rishonim, however, we're explaining that there is a certain amount of Pshia by allowing it to go to the Agam, not only Le'inyan Gneva, it's also Pshia Le'inyan Mesa Kedarka. However, the Pshia Le'inyan Mesa Kedarka would not be enough on its own to be Mechayivim, it's only together with the fact that he was Pashia Pshia Gemur Le'inyan Gneva, then already we could also be Mechayivim on the Pshia Le'inyan Mesa Kedarka.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.